an open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
From the front office,
we'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
Now, we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the Browns of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, you better strap your helmet on tight, you know, make sure all your chin straps buckled up because it'll take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Seif.
Jerry Shirk.
Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nice, it pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And we welcome you to this Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Big, big news day here in Berea. Mike Holmgren, president of the Browns, addressing the media, spoke for just about an hour and had a lot of questions to answer, a lot of loose ends to tie up left over from last Thursday night's game against the Steelers and, of course, the whole Colt McCoy concussion story. And Holmgren met the media and faced a lot of difficult questions, but that was the point, was after a couple of days of meeting with NFL and NFLPA officials, the concussion experts who came to Berea to investigate how things were handled after McCoy took the hit from James Harrison that resulted in the concussion. And chapter and verse, this was a full-out investigation, and Mike Holmgren walked the media, and obviously by extension you, the public, through this step by step. Very detailed conversation from the president of this team to talk about the what was done and what was what was left open to question. And it was a thorough job. I think the upshot of it is, one, there is no expectation of punitive action to be taken against the Browns. It sounded like, as much as anything, this investigation will be utilized, the information would be utilized in how the league might tweak, impact, change its procedures as it applies to players who suffer concussions and how these are dealt with. Bottom line is that Mike Holmgren went out of his way to heap praise upon the training and medical staffs of the Cleveland Browns, how they handle things, because they have been under fire. Pat Shurmur, the head coach, has been under fire. And as much as anything, he came to the defense of this group, and he did so eloquently. And let's listen to a little bit of that news conference.
Our medical staff here and our training staff, we have the best in football. They are the absolute best in football. There's no doubt in my mind. I've been in four organizations, and we've had great medicine. But these guys are really good. They followed protocol. Our doctors did a good job, and we did what we had to do. Now, Colt is home today. We sent him home. We are following the weekly protocols by league standards regarding concussions.
And that was a little bit of Mike Holmgren, just a taste of what he talked about. And again, he talked about a lot. Now, there were some lingering questions, like, how did the medical and training staffs not see the hit, which they said in the course of this investigation and in their conversations that involved Mike Holmgren, that involved Tom Heckert, that was, again, over a two-day period, how did they not see what the rest of us saw, of course, looking at monitors, in my case, initially in the press box of Heinz Field, the rest of the reporters, you at home if you weren't at Heinz Field. And it's something that was astounding to Mike Holmgren, that perspective where it took place facing even the Browns bench, that it wasn't seen clearly by this group. And so he acknowledged that, but they didn't. He explained thoroughly that they're involved in some other issues going on, not the least of which was Alex Smith was also hurt on the same play. But that they are doing their thing, and also in the course of the game, there were two other players, Ben Watson, Owen Marisic, who had suffered concussions. But to the point of Colt, the first thing Colt talked about was the pain in his hand. The hand hurts, and that's what was dealt with. And then walking it through the game, that he gave enough indication of feeling and having his faculties, even though, again, a lot of those close-ups and those looks that we saw on camera gave the rest of us maybe some other ideas on how this thing went down. But the bottom line was he passed, at least in the face of, and he wasn't given a concussion test on the sideline, but passed muster enough with his general coherence, I guess, to go back in the game. And then it wasn't until he's in the locker room, and even further at that, and it started with him being startled by the sound of a toilet seat falling down in the shower, in that shower area, that sound was the first thing that triggered the thought that maybe there's got to be more to look at this. And then it follows up with him not wanting the lights of the cameras in his face and so forth. So it led to, but from that point on, the concussion-like concern was administered by the Browns. That's what Mike Holmgren wanted to make clear from that point on, including him going onto the plane and having a medical staffer sitting with him on the plane and so on and so forth. So this is you got more answers today on anything, on everything that we had not had answers to. And I think the bottom line here is that you had a team president who was not happy with the talk that his team, that it's the same old Browns, that the Browns mess things up like this, and that this is happening on his watch. He took offense to that, and this was a feisty and defensive Mike Holmgren, I thought, too. And I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I see a guy who felt his organization over the past several days was taking a lot of hits that he felt from people, I think locally and nationally, who didn't have all the facts. And he presented them from the investigation to the media. And that's what he worked from, and didn't speak until that happened. I know there were questions about, well, when are we going to hear from the guy? And do you talk before the investigation begins and you don't have everything walked through in great detail? I'd say that would have been a bad idea. I think it makes sense to talk when you've got your stuff together, your information together, and you can speak thoroughly about the whole subject. That's what he did. Okay, well, we can talk more about that as the show moves forward, but that is topic A here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Joe Hayden, Browns cornerback, joins us. Interesting discussion with him about the upcoming game against the Arizona Cardinals, about dealing with Larry Fitzgerald, one of the very best receivers in the game. We're going to take a closer look at the Cardinals through the eyes of Kent Summers, who covers them for the Arizona Republic. And then we go inside the locker room, as we always do on Wednesday, our own Jameer Howerton sitting down with Mike Adams. So it's kind of DB day in terms of player guests on the show. We'll have your questions, of course, as we always do. And the poll question, that we answer your questions from the Browns official Facebook page. Our poll question posted on the Browns official Facebook page is, what is the biggest story in the NFL so far? Packers at 13-0, maybe on the way to perfection. Tim Tebow, James Harrison's suspension for the hit on Colt McCoy, or three AFC North teams competing for the playoffs. Many of you are voting on that. We'll give you those results at the end of the show. And by the way, just a little note here. This is show number 99 of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Show number 100 will be tomorrow, December 15th. We are looking forward to that and to celebrate that. And you'll get more information on this on clevelandbrowns.com. But a chance for you to win a $100 Quaker Steak and Lube gift certificate in honor of our 100th show, which will be tomorrow. So we're very excited about that and very proud of that, and we'll talk more about that. All right, stick around. A conversation with Joe Hayden is coming up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Liberty Ford is giving two lucky fans the opportunity to kick off the new year with the Browns at the big game on January 1st. Right now, you can register to win a pair of club seats to the big game against Pittsburgh at Cleveland Browns Stadium on New Year's Day. Just log on to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win. You can enter online daily to increase your chances of winning from now until December 26th. Go to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win today. Visit LibertyFord.com for details.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Be one of the first 15,000, and you'll get a $25 voucher toward dinner, too. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. And you first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Bet and NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runouts, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12. True to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Golic.
You know, part of being a real man is knowing how to take care of your car.
Then count me in as a man, Golic, because I know NTB is the place to go.
That's because NTB has the largest selection of name brand tires, and with over 1 million tires available every day, NTB always has the right tire for your car, truck, or SUV.
And don't forget, Golic, you can bring the car to NTB for all of your service needs, too. It's easy. They're open early, open late, and open 7 days a week.
So why pay outrageous prices when you can trust the professional trained NTB technicians who are ASE certified? And I bet you didn't know, Greeny, that the best way to pay is with the NTB credit card that can be used at over 650 locations nationwide.
So, let's get the stats straight, Golic, because we know you're easily confused. NTB isn't just tires at great prices. They're vehicle maintenance, brakes, oil changes, repairs, and much, much more.
You got it, Greeny. NTB is keeping the world in perfect motion.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
ESPN Cleveland's traffic.
An accident 480 westbound at Tiedemann blocks two left lanes. On 271 northbound past the Fairmont Boulevard overpass, in the local lanes, an accident in the right lane. And on 77 southbound at Broadway, there's an accident that's now off to the right, but you're back to the inner belt. I'm Terry Groden, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
It is a Motown Wednesday on this Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Our great producer, Dave DiNatale, playing the tunes. Yes, love it. On the rejoin. All right. And this segment is brought to you by, and it's driven, it's not brought to you by, it's just like this show. Cleveland Browns Daily is driven by Liberty Ford. This segment, it too, is driven by Liberty Ford. Very pleased to be joined right now by Browns cornerback Joe Hayden. Joe, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Doing well, and thank you again so much for stopping by here. First place I want to start is this Cardinal team, and you've had a chance to look at their at least some of the video of their offense. Larry Fitzgerald, who is clearly one of the very best in this league, as you look at him, what is the
this program, they activate the emergency alert system for an Amber Alert. Be on the lookout for an abducted child from Cuyahoga County, last seen on 16005 Terrace Road in the city of East Cleveland at 2:30 p.m. on December 14th, 2011. The child's name is Cameron Walker. He is a 2-year-old black male, 10 feet, 6 inches tall, weighing 35 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. The child was last seen wearing an orange handyman sweatshirt, a red and blue shirt, brown corduroy pants with white and blue gray animal shoes. Also, black and white design on the front. Suspect is Jatir Hines. She is a black female, approximately 22 years old, with brown hair. Last seen wearing a gray hooded sweatshirt. She's 5 feet 2 inches tall, weighing 328 pounds. No vehicle description at this time. Please call 1-877-AMBER-OHIO or 1-877-262-3764 or dial 911 immediately if you see the child or the suspect. This concludes this emergency alert system message.
Depends on the situations. I mean, I think probably I'm gonna be able to follow him around whatever side he goes to. But as far as help, sometimes depending on situations, we might have somebody over top, or might have me just doing my thing.
What's the mood, the atmosphere around this team and the locker room, this Browns team? Certainly, 4 wins at this point is not what any of us was looking at, and you want better, and you always want more. You want to be preparing for a playoff run or know that you're in the playoffs or whatever. So what is it now, knowing that you don't have that prize to go after, but you still have these games to prepare for?
It's still, you gotta finish off strong. It's like you playing for the name on your back at the end of the day. You don't ever want to put anything bad out there on film, because a lot of times you know where they're going to be. So people are just making sure that they finish off strong. We still want to win games. We're still not going out there to lose. I mean, you're not playing for pride. You're just playing to make sure you know that you gave it your all. We expected to have a way better season than this. A lot of games are close. Like, the team, we don't feel like we're a bad team at all. We just feel like one or two plays went our way, the season will be a whole lot different. But everybody's just trying to get better, trying to do their thing, just trying to finish all strong, and because we know we still represent ourselves in the Browns and everybody.
You were the lingering memory, I know, from that Thursday night game, and I'll never forget kind of being in that locker room with you and seeing you as down as you were in the aftermath because of that Antonio Brown catch and run for the 79-yard touchdown, and you're slipping, I know, in trying to get your body right to position with him, so forth. But it really was, and I know this, you didn't take any solace in this, it really was a pretty remarkable defensive effort against that team. I mean, you guys, with the goal line stand and the various other, the interception that Mike Adams made, mm-hmm. as a defense, played ultra intense and were every bit matching up with that defense, which I think entered that game as the number one defense in the league. So how do you, in the aftermath of all that, and I know you got to have the short memory, but how are you handling the idea that one, that touchdown at the end that you felt bad for, but overall the performance that was credible and respectable?
I mean, we played really well. I felt like the defense, we stepped up to the challenge. Bend but don't break. We get to the goal line. We make stops on fourth down. Like you said, Pop's interception, forcing fumbles. And then it was unfortunate that it happened. My coach, I talk to him about it all the time. They always say, you know what I'm saying, stuff happens. But, like, besides that play, it was a really good game. It was forcing fumbles, covering, tackling, doing my thing. But it's just really unfortunate that happened. And the whole defense, we just knew that we were out there every play, just trying to make a play, just sure. trying to force fumbles, trying to get interceptions, trying to put the offense in the best position to score, because we knew their defense was really good. So we had to, our defense had to step up to keep the game, you know what I'm saying, really
to that challenge, yeah. Browns cornerback Joe Hayden joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Joe, the other part of this is the secondary and how it's handled really consistently playing the pass and playing it well. We know that there have been some problems against the run. You know, a skeptic could say, okay, well, if a team struggles against the run, naturally the passing the passing portion of the defense is going to be stronger because teams won't challenge it. But you guys do get challenged and hold your own for the most part. I mean, again, I know it's about the wins more than it is about the stats, but how much pride do you take in being a passing defense that has ranked very high in this league consistently through this year?
It makes us feel good. It makes us want to come in there every day and just keep getting better. We have a really good group with Pops, Sheldon, D-Pat, myself. It's just players that really love the game and just want to come in here and get better. It's like there's never been any no arguments, nothing going on in our room. It's just everybody always pushing each other, and Coach Henderson does a really good job of every week just making sure we stay on top of our game, because sometimes, like you said, they do run the ball, but occasionally they always try to take shots on us, sure, try to beat us deep. So we had to make sure we stay into the game, and also having a good pass defense, you know, they're going to run the ball a little bit more. So just getting us more involved into the run game, making tackles, like having TJ in the box, Mike in the box, Usama, everybody just in there just trying to do a little bit more.
Talking about you a little bit, you know, you bring up that idea of your room, that DB's room, being one that is tight and everybody, like you said, gets along, respects each other. But overall on this team, it's a young team, and it gets kind of hard as I look at it to define who the real leaders are, because you don't have a lot of veterans. And I mean, we know the obvious guys, DeQuell Jackson, and you mentioned Mike Adams, Pops Adams, as being veteran players, and a couple others on the offensive side. But I look at somebody like yourself. I've always felt leadership really has to come first by performance, that you have to have a credibility as the player first and foremost to be a leader. Mm-hmm. And you're in year two, I know. You're still early in this NFL career. But do you see yourself, as you're approaching or nearing the end of year two, of stepping closer to that point where, hey, I do have to take on more responsibility beyond just playing my corner position?
Yeah, I know exactly where you're coming from. I feel like I'm trying to get there. I'm still at the end of the day, it is my second year. I'm trying to get the whole scheme down together. I know my position. I know the corner position, but I feel like with DeQuell being the leader, he knows what everybody's doing on the defense. And once I get to that point, I think I'm getting a whole lot closer to starting to understand what everybody's doing, like the D line and the linebackers, why they're doing these certain blitzes. So I feel like once you know that and your performance is up there, then like people automatically follow you, because if you play well,
sure,
if you do your thing, then people will listen to you. Because if you're not, whatever you say really doesn't matter,
right?
So I feel like DeQuell, he's one of the biggest leaders on our team, and I feel like going into ending this year and going into next year, me, myself, and TJ will be definitely picking up a bigger role.
And in terms of the outside, again, of your group of defensive backs, the room in general, the locker room, is there, do you sense, I know you can't look inside of everybody's mind, but do you sense that everybody's still engaged, still aboard, still believing that what you guys are doing, you know, is going to work, is going to yield some good results beyond this year? Because, again, it's easy to look at the record and say, well, you're slipping back because this team won 5 games last year. They've only won 4 so far. How is that bigger picture thought going?
You can honestly tell by practice. I mean, you're not really in the meetings with the offense, or we don't really get to see them as much. Like when their meeting time is most of the day, you get to see them in practice. So when we see them in practice, I see them working hard, just trying to get better, doing their stuff right. Not too many redos. So I see like they look like they're ready to go. And I know for as far as the defensive side, I know every week those boys, D-line, linebackers, DBs, we come in every single week with the same mentality, same trying to grind, same trying to get better, just trying to do exactly what we have to do.
Shifting gears a little bit with you. Now, each day on this show, we post on the Browns official Facebook page a poll question for our fans to respond to. And at the end of the show, we're going to give the results of how the fans voted. But I'm bringing this one up because there's a couple of points that I think you could comment on, maybe more. But the question was, what is the biggest story in the NFL so far? And the choices were given the fans. The Packers at 13-0, their chances of having a perfect season. Tim Tebow, which I know is a subject that's near and dear to your heart. James Harrison's suspension for his hit on Colt, and then three AFC North teams competing for the playoffs. First of all, of this list, what would you say is the biggest, because I know you pay attention, you're watching ESPN and NFL Network, what's the biggest story in the league right now?
By far, Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
By far.
I kind of guessed you'd go there, yeah. Florida.
I'm just saying, like, yeah. I was in the house yesterday on the day off, just relaxing, chilling. I put on SportsCenter or NFL Network, and you know how they have the little subjects on the side of the screen to tell you what's coming up next?
Yep.
He had all of them in a row, like seven of them in a row, and I was like, man, this dude, they're on my board.
So what is your reaction? I mean, same amount of time in the league and everything, mm-hmm. and seeing what's happening there and how it's happening. Still questions about whether he can really do this as a true passer, but he's again doing what he's always done, finding a way to win. Mm-hmm. Are you believing in this because you were already a believer, or what? What's your take on Tim?
I'm honestly just happy for him. I'm so happy for him because when he was in college, he got all the praise for being a really great quarterback.
Yeah.
And as soon as he got drafted, they were talking about he might be the worst player in the NFL. I can't believe he's a quarterback. The Broncos are going to release him. And he hasn't did anything but be positive and just be himself. All that, I get asked all the time, is Tebow really like that? And I was like, everything you see is exactly how he is. None of it is fake.
This is the real deal.
This is the real Tebow. Everything he's doing, everything he talks about, everything he believes in, he's going to let you know, and that's just how he feels about it. And I'm just really happy for him that he's finally getting I knew he was going to get the wins because he's like, his beliefs, he's so passionate about his beliefs, and I knew he was going to be blessed somehow.
This is the thing that you can really relate to because you were on the other side of the ball on that same team, mm-hmm. and on this Bronco team, he's doing his thing as a quarterback, but their defense responds so well, and I think there's a lot of theory and thought that defense is responding in many ways because of him. Would you see that as being true at Denver as it was maybe at Florida?
I could see that, but I could also see people feeding off Tebow for sure because his energy and passion, you can't look past it.
Okay.
But you have to have ball players on the other side too. Like we had Tebow on offense and we had Brandon Spikes running our defense.
Right.
So it was like both of them dudes you have to have ball players at the end of the day. Yeah.
yeah, it's not just the magic of one guy. Okay, great stuff, Joe. I appreciate it, and all the best Sunday and beyond, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Browns cornerback Joe Hayden joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Liberty Ford is giving two lucky fans the opportunity to kick off the new year with the Browns at the big game on January 1st. Right now, you can register to win a pair of club seats to the big game against Pittsburgh at Cleveland Browns Stadium on New Year's Day. Just log on to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win. You can enter online daily to increase your chances of winning from now until December 26th. Go to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win today. Visit libertyford.com for details.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive dog pound bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature dog pound bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your dog pound buckets at the Lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Hey sports fans, Bernie Kosar here for Discount Drug Mart with a shopping experience that finally pays you back. Earn Pro Points today for your Discount Drug Mart Courtesy Plus card for Drug Mart cash or free Cleveland Browns merchandise. It's simple, fun, and rewarding. Only at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. You can earn your experiences money just can't buy.
You'll find everything you need.
You're stranded by the side of the road. It's raining, 1 a.m, and your car has a flat tire. Too bad your Motor Club membership expired years ago. Who can you call for help? Allstate wants everyone to be protected on the road. So before this happens to you, give them a call Because right now, Allstate is giving every driver in America a free lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance just for calling. You don't even have to be an Allstate customer. You'll get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. So down the road, when you need help, you'll know you're in good hands.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today and get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. You can't afford not to call. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
The big deal at K&G.
The big deal?
That's right. Buy one big and tall suit, get two suits free.
Two suits free?
Yep, two suits free. That's three men's big and tall suits for $199.99 or three regular size suits for $179.99.
That is big.
Sale ends January 2nd.
K&G, fashion superstore, K&G.
Restrictions apply. Contact store for details.
Giving is better than receiving. That's why we're giving you 0% APR financing on all Chryslers. Like the 200 sedan, a 2011 IIHS top safety pick, and the 2012 Town and Country with standard leather trim seating and rear DVD. 0% financing now at the Ram Dodge Chrysler and Jeep Big Finish event.
Or during the Big Finish event, when you put $1,000 down on the 2012 Chrysler 300, we'll match it. Then add $1,500 cash allowance for a total of $3,500 down. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Ally Financial and excludes down payment match. Not all buyers will qualify. Excludes LX and SRTA packages. Cash allowance cannot be used toward matching down payment amount. Excludes 300 SV8 and SRTA models. See dealer for details. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 1/3/12. Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Motown Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Lots to talk about regarding the story of the day, and that was Mike Holmgren addressing the media, about an hour that he spent, and we've only, again, just touched on small parts of it, but I do want to hit on a couple of more points that, you know, one question that he was asked, and a very interesting response, that regarding, and he said this is a question for the head coach, it was regarding leaving Seneca Wallace in the game. Pat Shurmur's decision to leave him, to not leave him in the game, of obviously after two plays, Colt McCoy comes in. Why not leave the hot hand in the game, sort of regardless of the situation with Colt leaving the game for a team that had only produced 3 points up to that point, the chance to get a precious victory, on and on. And he, you know, he deferred that question to Pat Shurmur. He also called it a fair question. So, and he said it's a question he had to answer when he was a head coach, when he made similar decisions in the course of his coaching career. But I thought that was interesting, and I thought it was a frank point. He also, it got chippy in there, there's no question about it. And there were a couple of questions from reporters, again, dealing with the idea, the notion that fans aren't happy with this kind of falling into the same old Browns, and he wanted to separate that idea from the current administration, the administration that he oversees, with what had happened previously, and said there is no connection, that this is better. And he, you heard what he said about the medical staff. And he also, you know, got into saying that, you know, you're either with us or you're not. He became absolutely ruffled by what the tone of the press conference was. And I think that's okay. And I think it's very good that he gets in front of the media more and not less. And I think that's something that a lot of reporters were buzzing about after. They any chance they get to talk with the face of the organization is a good thing. He said he does a fair amount behind the...
interrupt this program, we activate the emergency alert system for an Amber Alert. Fiona Councilman Dr. Chow from Cuyahoga County, last seen on 16005 Terrace Road in the city of East Cleveland at 2:30 p.m. on December 14, 2011. The child's name is Cameron Walker. He's a 2-year-old black male, 2 feet 6 inches tall, weighing 35 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. The child's last seen wearing an orange handyman sweatshirt, a red and blue shirt, brown corduroy pants with white and blue granule shoes, also black and white design on the front. Suspect is a Jatia Hines. She is a black female, approximately 22 years old, with brown hair, last seen wearing a gray hooded sweatshirt. She's 5 feet 2 inches tall, weighing 328 pounds. No vehicle description at this time. Please call 1-877-AMBER-OHIO or 1-877-262-3764 or dial 911 immediately if you see the child or the suspect. This concludes this emergency alert system message.
Well, Kent, tell me about this football team. It seems like, I know at one point there was the 1-6 start and things weren't going well, but of late playing some better football and certainly a big defining win against a NFC West kingpin, San Francisco, last week that seems to indicate a turning around. How much of a turnaround?
A dramatic turnaround. It's really been two seasons, starting off by losing 6 of 7, and now they've won 5 of 6. Some of us kind of wondered how legitimate they were, if improvement had really been made. But I think the last two games, beating Dallas, even though that game went down to the final seconds, and then beating San Francisco, I think gives it some legitimacy. Their offensively, they're still struggling. It's really hit and miss. They're still shaky at quarterback because of injuries. But defensively, they've come so far over the last month and a half. They're really playing the best defense they have under Ken Whisenhunt in 5 seasons, and that's really key this turnaround.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Ray Horton comes aboard as a former Steelers assistant. Of course, Whisenhunt, a former Steelers assistant, but he's been in Arizona since 2007. It just seems now, though, that defense looks like the kind of defense that Ken Whisenhunt would want for his team, meaning the Steeler way. And Horton, as a former Pittsburgh assistant, brought maybe what more of that knowledge from Dick LeBeau and got it instilled. It didn't happen immediately, but why and how has it taken hold? This aggressive approach that looks very Steeler-like by the Cardinals.
It's been an interesting process, to say the least. Horton's at Whisenhunt's third defensive coordinator in 5 years. He fired the other two, including, Billy Davis, who's with the Browns, who I think is a very good coach. I think a couple of things. One, they've had a little infusion of young talent that really helped. They started working those guys into the lineup, specifically Sam Acho at the right outside linebacker spot, replaced Joey Porter about 6-7 weeks ago. Porter's been out with a knee injury, but it was a move that needed to be made. Even if Porter had been healthy, Acho's a really smart guy, always in great position, pretty good athlete. I think Patrick Peterson, their cornerback, the rookie, the 5th overall pick, has really improved in coverage over the last month, and gradually I think Horton got some of the veterans here to buy into this system. Guys like Darnell Dockett at left end, who's really been asked to play a 2-gap technique for maybe the first time in his career, putting up huge numbers, but playing pretty well. Calais Campbell at right end is in his 4th year, has probably been their best defensive player. Leads him in sacks with 7. He's blocked 3 field goals. He's really played much better than he did a year ago. Strong safety Adrian Wilson has really played much better than he did a year ago. So it's been kind of a mixture. It took some time. Horton admits he probably overloaded these guys at the beginning of the year. They had a lot of breakdowns, assignment breakdowns, receivers running free. All of that's been, seems to have been fixed. That hasn't happened in weeks now. And I think guys have finally bought in that, that this system works. And, you know, maybe they have to subjugate their egos a little bit for the greater good. And they seem to be doing that.
Yeah, the pressure has been impressive. What, five sacks in each of the last two games? And it comes from a wide variety. Patrick Peterson being one of the sackers. I mean, the corners are involved. So he's Horton sends blitzers from pretty much any position and any part of the defensive side.
Yeah, it is. It's very Steeler-like in that way. You'll see seven, eight guys at times at the line of scrimmage, and, you know, it's not like all of them are going to come, but you're never sure who's going to come and who's going to drop into coverage. They've, as you mentioned, they had five sacks in each of the last two games, and what's really interesting is in each game they were, you know, by five different people. So, you know, there are defensive ends, there are blitzing cornerbacks, they send linebackers up the middle quite a bit, and they tried to do that early in the season, and, you know, guys either weren't blitzing properly in the proper lanes or the coverage was breaking down. They gave up a ton of big plays, but they really seem in sync now. They've managed to shut down some pretty good offenses over the last month or so. So it's the most encouraging sign for this team this season, no question about it.
Ken Summers from the Arizona Republic covers the Cardinals, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Ken, as we look at the offensive side of the ball, if you could help sort of put in perspective what is happening there. John Skelton takes over for Kevin Cobb, who leaves last week's game early with a concussion, and Cobb's been hurt, I know, those previous four games with that foot injury, but Skelton eventually throws three touchdown passes, but I didn't get the impression, just looking back at that game, that it was much offensive firepower for real, or at least it started slowly, and that really that win over the 49ers was defined more by a defensive effort than what the offense did.
Yeah, no question about it. They had three long pass plays, which really, you know, was most of their offense. To Skelton's credit, he was much better in that game than he had been in his previous two starts. He's, even though he's 3-1 as a starter, he was really shaky in a couple of those. And even last week, he had two interceptions and a fumble. But he starts slowly, and he usually the resilient young guys. They still would prefer Kevin Cobb as their starter. They need to get him in the lineup and get him more acclimated to this offense. He was coming off his best half of football all season, that second half against Dallas. You know, and then he takes a blow to the head and on the third play last week and leaves the game. We don't really know his status for this week. He's going through all the concussion protocol mandated by the NFL. But it's just an offense that's just hasn't been able to find itself. It's capable of big plays. I think they've got maybe 21 plays of 40 plus yards, and I think only Green Bay has more. But they can't convert on third down. It's around 27-28%, 30th in the league. It doesn't, you know, it's an offense that doesn't sustain anything. Very hit and miss. Beanie Wells has been a good runner for him, but, you know, that his blocking seems to come and go from week to week. They just haven't been able to find a rhythm all season.
Larry Fitzgerald, still Larry Fitzgerald, though, and still a dynamic player, right? Because he was on the receiving end of a couple of those big pass plays you talked about last week.
Yeah, he's as good as he's ever been. It's just incredible to watch him from week to week. And you know, he's put up 1,000 receiving yards for the fifth consecutive year, sixth time in his career. You know, he holds every franchise record now in receiving, and he's been productive the last couple of years, even though, you know, they've had such tremendous struggles at quarterback. And you know, they signed him to an 8-year, $120 million extension last summer, and no one is saying they overpaid to keep him. I mean, he's just a game changer. Last week he makes a brilliant catch on a 46-yard touchdown. He sets up another touchdown with a 53-yard gain. He throws a key block on a 60-yard touchdown, and then he makes a great tackle on an interception that saved at least a field goal and maybe saved a touchdown. So he did about everything a receiver could do last week. I guess if you're going to find a weakness. It's that he doesn't have blazing speed, but, you know, it doesn't really seem to matter, and it really wouldn't be fair to anyone if he did, anyone playing. He's incredible, and they'll throw it to him in any circumstance, even when coverage is perfect, and he usually comes down with it.
And early Doucette, of course, another weapon, Andre Roberts. I mean, is it pretty much play? Fitzgerald's not the only playmaker in this group by any stretch.
No, you know, early Doucette has 5 touchdowns. That's, you know, he only had 3 in his first 3 years in the league. They run pretty well after the catch, all 3 of those guys that you mentioned, Roberts and Doucette and Fitzgerald. You know, the problem has just been getting them the ball consistently enough and protecting the passer well enough to deliver it. That seems to have improved in recent weeks, but it's not where they want it to be. They're pretty decent at tight end. You know, they thought they would maybe able to use Todd Heap in third down and red zone situations, but he's been nicked up most of the year. He's healthy now, so you know they're hoping that they're healthy enough. If Cobb can play, that they can maybe develop something over these final 3 weeks that'll carry him into the off season.
Great stuff, Kent. I really appreciate you taking the time and to join us, and we will look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Anytime. Thanks for having me, Vic.
All right, that is Kent Summers of the Arizona Republic breaking down the Cardinals for us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Liberty Ford is giving 2 lucky fans the opportunity to kick off the new year with the Browns at the big game on January 1st. Right now, you can register to win a pair of club seats to the big game against Pittsburgh at Cleveland Browns Stadium on New Year's Day. Just log on to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win. You can enter online daily to increase your chances of winning from now until December 26th. Go to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win today. Visit libertyford.com for details.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Buckets at the Lube or swing through the pickup Wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
This season, go dashing through the dough with new Holiday Easy Play games from the Ohio Lottery. They make the perfect gifts from you to you. Play Santa's Snowball, Stocking Stuffer, or Holiday Match Doubler. As with all Easy Play games, the top prize is always up for grabs. New Holiday Easy Play games. We print them, you play them instantly. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
This is Jim Swayze. As shopping time gets shorter and with less time to finish and less holiday green in my wallet, Half Price Books is the one place I can hurry to find the coolest things that will wow anyone on my list. And I always forget someone. Half Price Books is a holiday treasure chest of amazing and unusual gifts for everyone. From kids to grandparents to your boss. Hey, that can be a tough one, but easily solved. Books on anyone's favorite interest or hobby. CDs, movies, lots of friendly folks to help. And almost everything's half price or less. Or send someone on their own treasure hunt. A $25 Half Price Books gift card gets your own jolly self a $5 coupon to come back and use in January. So hurry to Half Price Books today and get your last minute shopping wrapped up. Because Half Price Books has presents of mine in North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Mentor, and Rocky River. Find out more or drop me a note at hpb.com.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske automotive dealership.
Hi, this is TJ Ward. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And yes, we are back on Cleveland Browns Daily. The safety who returned to practice on a limited basis today, just told you it's driven by Liberty Ford. So take that for, and boy, if they can get this team, get this guy back in the lineup, this would be a good week to do it. Browns fans, 2012 season tickets make a great holiday gift. Place your deposits now for 2012 season tickets and receive your choice of a Cleveland Browns ornament or a Browns winter hat, along with a holiday certificate to present to your favorite Browns fan. For more information on how you can place your 2012 deposits today, call 440-824-3434 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com. This Inside the Locker Room segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Each week, our own Jameer Howerton sits down with a key Browns player, get a little one-on-one time with him. This week, he sits down with safety Mike Adams. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Mike, the team has had an extended weekend to put to rest the tough losses that you guys sustained within the division. How has the team bounced back this week in practice as you guys gear up to face the Arizona Cardinals?
Just put the game behind us, regroup, look at what we did wrong, and just move forward in the Arizona Cardinals. You know, it's been a long season, you know, and we had to put down close losses, put them behind us, and move forward, and nothing changed with this one.
How much will having the extra day to prepare for Sunday's game help?
Oh, it definitely helped. You know, get a jump start up on them on a Monday and go in, look at them, see what kind of routes they run, see who their main guys are, and then just go to work and everything start going smoothly on Wednesday.
Now, over the course of the season, we've seen a bend but don't break defense within this unit, but last week's game against the Steelers, we witnessed a goal line stand worth revisiting. Take us through those four downs early in the fourth quarter.
Oh, that was a tough four downs. You know, I started on the left, and tight end went in motion on the first one, and then Gokhan just blasted the running back. And then the second one, Gokhan blasted the running back again. Then it was the third one. That's when I had got in on one hit, and I hit him. Then Joe came and hit him, and then Gokhan blasted him again. And then on a fourth down play, it was a group effort. That was everybody. That was everybody in on that tackle, just not letting them in. That was Big Rube. You had Big Phil. You had Gokhan blasting them again. Then DeQuell and myself jumped on the pile. So it was great.
You and DeQuell were actually noted for that stop on running back Rashard Mendenhall on that fourth down for no gain. Were you surprised that they ran the ball four straight times at you guys?
No, I wasn't surprised at all, actually. Just because, you know, Pittsburgh is a hard-nosed team, and running it in is more demoralizing than passing it, and they looked at it as though if they stopped us three times in a row, they're not going to stop us again, and you know, that's that mentality you got. You're not going to do it, but we ended up doing it, so it was a good thing for us.
Now, what does it say to the character of this defense, especially when you look back at the stats of San Francisco game, Jacksonville game, Cincinnati, where you guys had huge goal line stands?
It just said that we won't give up. We're not going to just let you walk in the end zone. We're not going to let you score. We're not going to give the game away. We're going to play hard to the end, and we're going to protect our end zone. And that's what we do. We try to protect our end zone, get turnovers, and try to come out victorious.
Browns fans, we're joined by defensive back Mike Adams here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Mike, as you look ahead to the Arizona Cardinals, they're facing similar issues with their starting quarterback, Kevin Cobb. There's a chance that you'll see their backup, John Skelton. How do you prepare for two quarterbacks?
You know, we just got to look at them both. You know, both of them are competitors. You know, both of them have a big arm. And, you know, both of them got one thing in common, and their favorite target is number 11. So that won't change, and that'll never change. So, you know, that'll be a big challenge for us.
Speaking of number 11, what does he bring to that offensive unit?
He's a deep threat. He's a over the middle threat. He can take it the distance. Great hands, great body, body posture, and great balance. And, you know, I mean, he's a complete receiver. Yeah, he can block, he can run. I mean, definitely a complete receiver. But You know, we got some good defensive players that can cover too. I like talking about us because right about now they have to adjust to us also as well. You know, and we're gonna adjust to them, and they're gonna be a good one.
Absolutely, Mike. They have to adjust to this defensive unit, and currently you're leading the team in interceptions, and you've tied your career best here at the Browns in tackles. What's been your driving force this season?
Just going hard, you know. Just not wanting to come off the field. Just wanting to play and make plays. Just show the coaches and show the whole league that I belong here. And I don't take none of this for granted. I just go hard every play, you know.
Mike, thank you for your time, and we wish you the best of luck Sunday.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, good stuff, Jameer. And we have got the results of our daily poll question coming up next. Your votes on the official Browns Facebook page. Stick around for more on this Motown Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Liberty Ford is giving two lucky fans the opportunity to kick off the new year with the Browns at the big game on January 1st. Right now, you can register to win a pair of club seats to the big game against Pittsburgh at Cleveland Browns Stadium on New Year's Day. Just log on to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win. You can enter online daily to increase your chances of winning from now until December 26th. Go to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win today. Visit libertyford.com for details.
The cold winter weather is here, so warm up your vehicle with a remote starter from Summit Sound and Security. Avital remote starters begin at just $179, professionally installed with two transmitters, a 1,500-foot range, and a lifetime parts warranty. Get your remote starter today at Summit Sound and Security, a 14-year member of the Better Business Bureau on Route 91 in Twinsburg and online at summitsound.net. At Summit, you've reached the peak.
Your American dream is out there. Protect it with American Family Insurance. American Family Insurance received the top honor for highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance purchase experience among consumers shopping for auto insurance in J.D. Power & Associates 2011 Insurance Shopping Study. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AmFam.
American Family Insurance.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit AmFam.com. Your American dream is out there. Protect it with American Family Insurance. American Family Insurance is a special deal for forward thinkers. Switch your auto insurance to American Family and you could save some real money with our new discounts. Now that's something bright to think about. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AmFam.
American Family Insurance.
Savings may vary. See your agent for details.
Life is rarely patient. You can't wait 4 years to find that job you've always wanted. Get the skills you need to start over in as little as 1 year as a full-time student. Check out Stotzenberger College's two-year accelerated diploma programs, massage therapy, and personal fitness trainer. When speed matters, think Stotzenberger. Call Stotzenberger College at 440-838-1999 or visit learnwhatyoulove.com. See what everyone is talking about. For more information about college graduation rates, median debt, and more, visit learnwhatyoulove.com. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, and eligible veterans can utilize their Montgomery GI Bill.
It's the AJ Gregg countdown to Christmas. Let the fastest growing appliances and electronics retailer in America help you find the best holiday gifts at the lowest prices. AJ Gregg has hundreds of TVs in stock and on sale. Get a 37-inch HD TV for just $299. Get a 59-inch Samsung HD TV for just $999. That's $600 off. Everyone wants a washer and dryer with a stainless steel basket. So H.H. Gregg is putting a Manna washer-dryer pairs on sale for just $6.99. Get great countdown to Christmas savings on digital cameras, smartphones by Verizon, laptops, gaming systems, and more. Imagine giving someone a tablet for just $99. During H.H. Gregg's countdown to Christmas, get tablets for just $99.
Won't you please help me?
H.H. Gregg and H.H. Gregg.com. We help.
At this very special time of year, all of us at Conrad's Tire Express and Total Car Care would like to extend a thank you to all of our friends. Thank you for your confidence and loyalty. And as all of us get ready to share the joys of family and friends over these holidays, we wanted you to know that we're very proud of the trust that you've put in us throughout the year. Be safe in your travels this holiday season, and happy holidays from all of us to all of you.
The results of our daily poll question, which is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube, posted on the Browns official Facebook page. What is the biggest story in the NFL so far? Packers at 13-0 may be perfect. Tim Tebow, James Harrison suspension, three AFC North teams competing for playoffs. Many of you voted, 54% of you said Tim Tebow. And same as Joe Hayden voted the same way on that one. Hey, we want to thank Joe Hayden for being on the show. Ken Summers. Want to thank Jameer Howerton, Mike Adams. We want to thank Kristen Ribelli, Pat McKenna, our producer Dino DiNatale. We will talk to you again. Show 99, show 100 coming up tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.